light, no sound, no time, nor space, utter void. Then somewhere the beginning of a pallor, with it a faint throbbing buzz as the ghostly violin cello palpitating on the same note endlessly. A couple of ghostly violins presently take advantage of this space. Therewith the pallor reveals a man in the void, incorporeal, invisible man, seated observing enough, nothing. For a moment he raises his head. With it, the whisper of a ghostly clarinet, turning this tune into infinite sadness. The yellowish pallor moves. There is an old woman wandering in the void, bent and toothless, draped as well as one can guess in the coarse brown frock of some religious order. She wanders and wanders in her slow, hopeless way, much as a wasp flies in its rapid, busy way, until she blunders against the thing she seeks, companionship.
Excuse me, but I am so lonely and this place is so awful.
Can you be the heart, a lady of 77?
We'll be right back. father is quite accustomed to this. He will not expect any devotion from you.
Wretch, I wore mourning for him all my life.
Yes, he became you. But you know, a life of mourning is haunting, and eternity is quite another. Besides, here, you are as dead as you. Can anything be more ridiculous? Dangerous, mourning for us. Do not be shocked, my dear, and I do not be alarmed. There is plenty of humbug in hell. It is hardly anything else. But the humbug of death is a change of heart. You are here.
Thank you. Surely there is a great golf stick.
Ah, dear lady, our art must not be taken literally. The golf is the difference between the angelic and the diabolic temperature. Our boy must have no future. Think of what you will see on earth. There is no physical love. Stay away from the coat of the past.